Penguin Audio presents Phantom Prey, written by John Sanford, read by Richard Ferrone. Something wrong here. A cold whisper of evil. The house was a modernistic relic. Glass and stone and redwood. 60 years old and gone creaky. Not all haunted houses were Victorian. Sometimes at night, when she was alone, she'd feel a sudden coolness as though somebody or something had just slipped by. This was different. She couldn't pin it down, but it was palpable. She thought about stepping back into the garage. "Who's there?" she called. She got nothing back but an echo. The house was dark, except for desk lamps in the front room and in the study, which were triggered by photocells at dusk. She could hear the furnace running. Nothing else, but the hair on her forearms and the back of her neck stood upright. Some atavistic sense was picking up a threat. She looked to her right. The arming light on the security panel was steady, so the security system had been disarmed. That was decisive. The house should be empty. The security system should be armed. She stepped back, moving quickly, around the nose of the Jaguar to the Mercedes. She yanked open the driver's side door, reached under the front seat to the storage bin, popped the lid...